Chapter 3. A Quick History of Cops in America. Democratic law tends more and more to be grounded upon the maxim that every citizen is by nature a traitor, a libertine, and a scoundrel. In order to dissuade him from his evil doing, the police power is extended until it surpasses anything ever heard of in the Oriental monarchies of antiquity. H. L. Mencken, Notes on Democracy. Colonial American towns were usually filled with people who came from the same place, worshipped at the same altar, and shared the same sense of right and wrong. Historian and criminologist Sam Walker writes, "Crime and sin were synonymous. An offense against God was an offense against society, and vice versa. Predatory crimes like murder, rape, and robbery were almost non-existent. Far more common were punishments for crimes like blasphemy, adultery, or drunkenness. Not surprisingly, law and policing in pre-revolutionary America were modeled fairly closely on the English example. Given the rugged conditions of frontier living and the lack of civic structures, trial and punishment were relatively rare. Mores and shared values were generally sufficient, and when they weren't, shunning and other forms of informal justice usually worked to keep civic order. Not all colonial communities were the same, and laws varied from place to place depending on the prevailing religion and tradition. But there was little need for state agents to enforce the law. Communities tended to handle transgressors on their own. There were crown-appointed sheriffs and constables, but again, they largely focused on administrative matters. As the country grew, three distinctive policing traditions began to emerge."